I want to ask you about Clayton Oliver, and people go, oh. Has there been a player that plays at an elite level, at the elite level, more consistently than him? Now, I was thinking about this. I don't reckon since Dustin Martin was churning it out regularly, like dominating 25 and three goal sort of games, whether it be grand finals or home and away, his gap between his best and worst is the narrowest in the competition.
I'm a bit biased, but I think Pendles has been a player that does that.
Probably
that
in his prime.
Only just coming out of it, really. Yeah. He's had 10 years of it.
No, that's true. No, but not in the last 4 years, he wouldn't hold a candle to Oliver.
No, they're at different stages of their careers. But I would suggest that you are on the money. And when you look at, okay, well, so the question is about a 7-year deal for him in the last week. You go, well,
he
is as bankable as any player in the competition. We've just had a message come in here about how a shout out to Clayton Oliver. How's his face when he gets the ball? It's awesome seeing him smile. You can sell players when they actually enjoy their work. Steel Sidebottom's the other one for me. He used to run around with a smile on his face, like a dog hanging its head out the window. You love seeing people enjoy their work. But Clayton Oliver is as robust, as consistent, as bankable as any player in the competition. And if that's an indication of the confidence that your club has in you and the capacity to be to reach this elite level week after week after week, year after year after year, I agree with your comments.
So when I talk about the gap between best and worst, that's what I reckon defines a player. So then you'll have a bloke who's 7.5, might drop to 6.5. Yeah. Or you might have a 6 who drops to 5, who's still really important to your team because you know what you're going to get. He's a 9.5 that drops to 9. That's where I sit.
It's pretty amazing.
It is incredible.
It's going about the other way. But if you actually had to look at the game, like have a look at a game where he hasn't performed or where he hasn't done well, he's probably still getting 20, 22, setting up his teammates. And you'd need to tag him to get to that point because he's clocking the game at the moment.
Yeah.
You're having to increase the resistance somehow, and tagging's the only way that you can do that.